This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Now is the time to prepare for potential encounters with ticks, chiggers, and mosquitoes. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd says that includes personal protection when you're outside and reducing potential breeding sites around the home. Raymond, really not a lot of insects to cover right now, but let's talk about some things that we may be seeing at some point. I know actually ticks are somewhat of an issue right now.
Ticks are going to be potentially be an issue because with the unmanaged vegetation, things coming out, and this April through November is, I would say, typically the tick season. People need to be aware of ticks. A couple of pointers is if you're going to be going outside more as the weather warms up and you stay on the trails, don't wander off into unmanaged areas because that's where ticks are most likely to be there. It's a favorable environment. They don't like high temperatures, low humidity. So that's why you mow these areas if you can. Also wear repellents, DEET, Picaridin, IR3535, permethrin. You can apply it to your clothing, but not your skin. So there are these repellents. And then when you come in, take a shower because that'll remove the sea ticks and just check yourself over, okay? Because you know that ticks, there's over 800 species, vector more diseases than mosquitoes do. And of course, everybody has heard of the Lone Star tick and the alpha gal syndrome. That information's out there. But you want to take these biting arthropods seriously, not just ticks, but chiggers and mosquitoes and others that are out there. And then when you do remove a tick, do not throw it away. Send it to Kansas State University Entomology Department to get identified, to figure out what potential pathogen that you may be susceptible to. Of course, you know, Lone Star tick is affiliated with the meat allergy. Then we have the American dog tick, Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And then we have the deer tick, black-legged tick, which is the vector of Lyme disease. And some of these ticks not only have one pathogen, but they can have several out there. So be very cognizant when you're outdoors. Tuck your pants in with your socks so you can see them. And there's an extension publication that's out there that you can download and get more information about ticks and then protecting yourself. They're not really biting you. They're feeding on you, from being fed upon by a tick.
You mentioned chiggers and mosquitoes. That's another thing we'll see here shortly.
Yes. Again, as the temperature warms up, we start seeing more unmanaged vegetation. We'll see more chigger outbreaks, and we have an extension publication on chiggers. And then if we get rain or moisture, then we have to be cognizant of mosquitoes. And we have extension publication on that. But I think the way to protect yourself from all three of them is stay in the trails where a protective repellent, like I mentioned, DEET and others that are out there. When you come inside, take your clothing off. You can put it in the dryer at the highest temperature and then take a shower to ward off chiggers and ticks. And then for mosquitoes, just don't be out there in dawn and dusk when they're mostly active. And of course, the main one is remove all sources of stagnant water, because that's where most of your species of mosquitoes breed, like wheelbarrows, old tires, bird baths, things like that.
One other thing to cover, clover mites. What should we know about that?
Clover mites are another mite. They're not a biting mite. They're a nuisance mite. And they come in the house, and we have an extension publication on that one too. And this is a time of year they'll start moving in. They move back and forth, inside and outside. One of the recommend, they don't bite, but they're very fast-moving mites with the front legs are really extended long, and they're deep red, and you don't want to squish them because they leave a red stain. But one of the ways to minimize, and I'm saying minimize with quotes, is to keep your turf grass away from your foundation. Don't overwater it. Don't over-fertilize it. And then if you don't want turf grass, you can put a gravel barrier between the foundation and the turf grass. And in a number of cases with clients, that has helped some. And then you might have to spray from the foundation about, a foot or 2 feet, and then 3 or 4 feet out from there with some type of insecticide or miticide to kill or repel them. If they do start coming in, you can put double-sided sticky tape along the windows where they're coming in, and that will trap them. But they do overwinter in the home, and then they'll move back and forth several times during their different life stages, moving outside and moving back inside. But if you do have any questions regarding any ticks, chiggers, mosquitoes, clover mites, contact our Department of Entomology office, and they will put you in touch with somebody that will be there to help you.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with information on ticks, chiggers, mosquitoes, and clover mites. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.